Here we go, five short ideas. Parshas Vayetze, Chodesh Kislev, Tavshin, Pei Aleph 5781. A learned Shmeli Nishmas, Rav Lezer Geldzahler, whose yard site is this week, Tes Kislev, Hesashi Mel Tzoshavarsan, Rav Kleisel, Votzer Fursha Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Benrivka, Besoshachor Yisrael. Second Pasuk to our Parsha tells us, Vayivka Bamakom, Vayolon Shem Kiva, Shemesh Vayikach, Meavne Amakom, Vayasa Mirasha, Vayishka Bamakom Ahu. And he slept and he lay down in that place. And Rashi quotes the Medrash and says, in that place he slept, yes, of Arba Asashonim. For those 14 years, Shashimish Beis Eiver, Lo Shacha Balayla, Shaya Oslip Torah. He didn't sleep that night. At night, 14 years, he was up learning Torah. And says the Chavetz Chaim, not quoting Chavetz Chaim al Torah, but in a different sefer from the Chavetz Chaim's collections. And the Chavetz Chaim would say, what is the deeper idea over here to be able to learn about Torah? He said that at the end of the day, the Chavetz Chaim said a Jew's job is not to daven for wealth and not to daven for health. Those are we daven one time a day. But to daven for what? To daven v'sein chalkenu b'sorasecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me do well in my learning Torah. Says the Chavetz Chaim, look at the eight different things we talk about in Avar Abba. The same libino bina. Lahavin ulahaskil, 1 and 2. Lishmoi, 3. Lilmoi, 4. Lalamit, 5. Lishmoi, 6. Lahasu, 7. Lekayim, 8. Eight different requests says the Chavetz Chaim. Not on parnas, not on health. Or for cold divay samal torsecha b'yahava, we should learn your Torah with great love, with great connection, and great panemius, as so many of Klaiso were finishing Maseches Erevin today. That when it comes to Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says of Chavetz Chaim, we have to dive into the Ribono Shel Olam. And the Asher HaKadosh explains, v'sein chalkenu b'sorasecha, we say those words every single day, and we take 3 steps back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me my chelek in Torah. My chelek, not someone else's, but your special chelek. And the Netziv, we know the Netziv would not give shir. Unless he would cry during Avar Abba, the Netziv would not give shir. Would not give shir unless he cried during Avar Abba. It's not just good enough to be able to daven. We have to daven for ruchnias. We have to daven for our connection. We have to daven for our connection, our chelek and Torah. And that's what Chanukah is all about. Realizing our ruchnias, davening for our menorah, davening for our Ahavas HaTorah. That's what it's all about. That's what Chavetz Chaim teaches us. And these opening words, Vayishka B'makom Ahu. We have to make sure to daven for Torah, daven for success in our panim, is daven for our connection to the Rabban Shem. Move on to Din number 2. Din number 2 comes from the Yismach Yisrael. The second week in a row, we have an Alexander Rebbe. The Alexander Rebbe tells us a few psukim later, beautiful Torah, Perich of Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pig Yud Tezayin, V'yikaz Yaakov Mishnos, Yaakov Gav from Mizrim, V'yomar, Ochein Yish Hashem, Amokam Azav, Anochi Lo Yadati. He said, how could it be that I was in this place and I didn't realize what was going on here? This is the place where Olam Hazan and Olam Haba kiss each other. This is the Makam HaMikdash. And says Yismach Yisrael, what's the deep idea of Anochi Lo Yadati? He says it's all about the Midah of Anova. And the Anochi Lo Yadati, says Yismach Yisrael, Yaakovinu in his great Anivas was saying the reason why he saw this great dream of the angels going up and down, and the reason he felt the Kedushas of Makam was not because of himself. It was because of Anochi Lo Yadati, because I didn't know. He was the Midah of Anova. And says this in Yismach Yisrael, Aval Anochi Anu Bechinas Nevesh Lo Yadati, Lo Basi Lidei Das Kavol Kazeh. The one you know, you want to know how to come to the Yerushalayim, you want to know how to come to the Ribono Shel Olam, Lo Yadati, with the Midah of Anova, with the Midah of a spotless, of realizing you don't know, realizing at the end of the day, we're not on this road, we don't know everything. This is actually what Rabbi Goldberg spoke about over Shabbat, such an incredible insight from the Chazon Ish. End of the Parsha, Shvi, Vayishach Yitzchak last week, and told us, Vayishach Yitzchak is Yaakov, Vayelech Padan Aram, Alavan, Memesu, Aram, Achi Rivka, and Yaakov, Esau. L'maisa Yitzchak tells Yaakov, it's time to go, and he goes off to get married, to go to Besuel, to go to that Rivka's brother, Besuel. And by the way, if you didn't know, Rivka was the mother of Yaakov and Esau. Says Rashi, Eni Odea Mal Melamdenu. I don't know what this pasuk is coming to tell me. Of course we know that Rivka's the mother now. How do we not know that? We have the whole Parsha. And says this, because Rashi really is what chapter 1 wants to tell you. At the end of the day, he's only here to tell you the simple explanation. Says the Chazon Ish, you want to know why? Rashi could have just left a blank. Says the Chazon Ish, a profound lesson. Rashi's telling us, you want to know what it means to be a Jew? Sometimes you know, and sometimes you don't know. Rashi could have just left a blank, the Chazon Ish says. The fact that his Ani Odea Malam Adinu, I don't know why the Torah has to tell us now. By the way, Rivka was the mother of Yaakov and Esav, shows us the Midah of Anava. Rashi. Rabban Shal Yisrael, Rab Shomel Tzchach, he was teaching us, it's okay sometimes to say you don't know. The Midah of Anova, to realize you only know what you know. And that's what Rabbi Goldberg said, that's 2020. To realize you could control what you could control, to realize you don't control what you could. But the Midah of Anova, to know, V'nafshi ka'ar v'l'kol t'yaz, Sarev Zav Tzadok, when you daven, my soul should be like dust, then Pesach be Besar Secha, then the Torah could penetrate your heart. And that's what the Torah says, Yisvach Yisrael. He said, I had this dream, because I didn't know. And that was the whole reason last week's parsha, where Rashi says, I'm not sure why the Torah is telling me, the Midah of Anava, what an incredible idea from the Yitzchak Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe, the Chazanish, and also Rav Tzadok on the Midah of Anava. Beautiful Joshua from Rabbi Gover. Moving on to Din number three. Din number three comes to us from Rav Yitzchak of Neshes, the last pasuk in Cheney. Ve'enei Leah rakos v'rocha ha'isa yifas tov yifas mara. So Leah's eyes were very, very dim, were very, very wet. Article says it is tender. And Rachel is beautiful and a beautiful appearance. Says Rav Yitzchak Nesh, because we know Rashi tells us, what does Rashi say on the spot? At the end of the day, Leah saw her father had two daughters, her uncle, her aunt had two sons. The older one's going to marry the older one, and she assumed that Esav was a Rasha. So she davened and cried that she shouldn't be in the lottery of Esav. And says Rav Yitzchak Nesh, you want to know the lesson here is, look at the great, profound, tremendous power of the koach of bechia, the koach of tears, that she was zochet to marry Yaakov because she davened and she cried and she really felt the emotion. Chodesh Baruch Hu blessed her to be able to marry Yaakov. And this is Gemara Brachas. Gemara and Chazal tell us when the sin ever since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, shari tefila nenalu, shari demos lo nenalu. When you have the tears. Tears penetrate the Rabbon Hashem's heart in a much more way. The Asher of Shor explains actually from the Alshech when someone cries in a sincere way, not out of atzmos, but out of tears from like real wanting to grow or tears of joy, the Shechina comes to your face. That's why whenever my kids are crying, I always like to take their tears. I feel like it's Mamash Mikvah. Those tears are so Kaddish, even if they're crying about little toys and she said this and he said that, whatever. At the end of the day, says of Yitzchak Neshes, the Kaich of Leah's tears were so great. She great from the Goral of Esau, the Goral of Yaakov, to be able to look how special the Koch of Bechia is sometimes. The Koch of our tears, as the Gemara, at the end of the day, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the gates of Tefillah are locked, but not the gates of tears. And Ashk says, the Shekhinah comes to your face when someone cries. Beautiful idea. Reading something on Neshet, Gemara and Brachas, I believe, and the Alshech HaKodesh. Moving on to idea number four. What a Teferet Shlomo. I think this is our third or fourth week in a row, Teferet Shlomo, the Rav Damsk. Chav Tes Lamed Aleph. Vayar Hashem, so Yaakov marries both of them, he gets tricked and he marries both of them. Vayar Hashem kisnu aleya, vayiftach es rachma v'racha akara. Pashup Shad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Leah was hated, and he opens her womb, and Rachel was barren. Says it to Tefer Shlomo, I don't understand. What does Rachel's womb have anything to do with Leah being hated? Says it to Tefer Shlomo, such a profound lesson. Vayar Hashem kisnu Leah, vayiftach es rachma v'racha akara. Rachma doesn't just refer to Leah's own womb being open. What does it mean that Leah vayivtach es rachma v'racha akara? Is that Leah opened up the shah rachmim vayivtach es rachma v'racha akara? The rachma is not going on Leah; it's going on Rachel. Leah garma lepsicha shah rachmim harachma al rachel chsuch shi akara. Leah was davening for Rachel. Leah didn't hate Rachel. Leah loved Rachel. And the fact that Rachel was barren, it bothered Leah so much. She opened up the hearts. Listen to this lashon of the Tefer Shlomo. Rakol lang masa b'tfilas ala chosa. All her anguish was run for her sister. B'zeh pachsa sharei ha'rachma ala chosa. Yizeh ratzon ha'bar yibaruch yispal ha'chaver. It's all the Rabbon Hashem wants. His right to be able to daven for each other. Yizeh the inyan of the imals. Shko achas ha'isa mitzapel tovas chaverta. The Rachmanis was like Leah davened for specifically for Rachel because she was in a kara, not that Akharish Baruch Hu closed off Rachel's room. But at the end of the day, Leah davened for her and she had mercy on Rachel that she was barren. And this is that Avos Yisrael between Rachel and Leah actually goes the other way too. Actually, let's stick with that for the fifth idea. Go a few psukim later. Perek Lamed Pasuk Chav Aleph. What happens? We see that the pasuk tells us by the birth of Dina. It says va'acher yalda bas va'tikra shema Dina, and afterwards, after Leah had Zvulun, she had Dina. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that Leah did this whole calculation. If Leah was going to have one more son, she wouldn't even have enough like Zilpah and Bilah. So she davened to the bonus to change it to Nekeva. That's exactly why it says the word acher. Va'acher, what's va'acher coming to teach us? Says the Ber Maim Chaim. The Achar is coming to see this. Yeah, when she was pregnant, she had a Zachar. But after Leah davened, and she did this calculation, she had the tremendous Avos Yisrael for her sister. The Achar Yaldabas. After that tefillah, she became a daughter. After Zula, that boy ended up changing to Dina. So I'm saying that it was actually Yosef and changed into Dina. But we see this tremendous Avos Yisrael from Tefer Shlomo, from the Ber Maim Chaim, that Leah had for Rachel. that tremendous sensitivity, tremendous care. And it goes both ways, and this will be idea number five. What a beautiful insight to Tefer Shlomo, Ben Maimchai, moving on to idea number five. Idea number five comes from Rabbi Storch. He told me this a long time ago. I think we said it in the past, but we have to say it again. From Shlomo Shadron, Perek Lamed, Psukim Yudal Tesvav. So we know Reuven's in the field, and he finds these Dudaim. And let Rachel ask Leah, let me have your the flowers. And Leah goes nuts. Now, not only do you want my flowers, you want my husband and you want my flowers? What's going on over here? Says Rosh Hashanah Shabjan. Did Leah not know that she was Leah says, my husband? You took my husband? Did Leah not know? Didn't Rachel give her the signs? Rachel gave her the signs, no? Says Rosh Hashanah Shabjan, yes. Rachel did give Leah the signs. But the signs never, she never put two and two together. She did with such a sensitive manner that she Leah never knew, says Rosh Hashanah Shadron. The fact is, how could she say, Lakachas, the Gakachtech is Ishi? You took my husband? Leah never knew she was taking that? She never knew. Rachel gave over the signs in such a pure and sensitive way, such a loving way to her sister. Not only at Dina number four from the Tefesh Shalbar Mechan that Leah loved Rachel, but Rachel loved Leah. It went in both ways. Both ways, they loved each other so much. Rachel never told Leah you were second choice. That's how you have to read the pasuk. My husband, yeah. Leah never knew. This is actually a meet that we saw earlier in Parshas Chayisar by Rivka. When it comes to Eliezer, Rav Hirsch says, why is it that she only offered him the water for the camels after he was done drinking? Because she didn't want to show off. There's sometimes when you do chesed and people show it off. You have to do chesed, you have to do kindness. Chesed with chesed. This is the idea we see from Shlomo Shadron, which is the idea from Rav Hirsch. When it comes to caring for other people, it also matters how we do it, how you go about the chesed. You showing it off or doing it in a sensitive way, in a sensitive thing. Do the chesed, but make sure to do it in a chesed way. What an incredible insight. This is Chanukah 101. This is Reb Blazer 101. If Reb Blazer Geldzahler, his office is always off the charts. Please get Reb Blazer from Yisrael Besser. I beg you. I try to learn it every night before I go to sleep. A little paragraph. It'll change the way you look at people, the way you change your family, your friends, the entire world. Reb Blazer was filled with Avos Yisrael. Avos Yisrael, Avos Yisrael. Not just good to be do good, but to do it in a good way. Let's just review these five ideas. We start off with Chavetz Chaim. Vayishka b'makamahu. Rashi says he slept here, but he didn't sleep early before. Says Chavetz Chaim, we daven in Avarab. Eight things people from Kodesh Baruch Hu have to help us to daven. Eight things we have to daven to be. Met the Gemara Nida. Gemara Nida says you have to sit and learn, but you also have to daven. And the Alshach says v'tzein chalkinu b'sorasecha. We have to daven for Kodesh Baruch Hu to give us our chelik in Torah. And this is what Kisev is all about. The Aruchni is davening for Aruchni. Then Siv wouldn't give shir unless he cried during Avarab. We have to cry to be able to be successful in our Yiddishkeit. Idea number two is from what it was all about from Yisnach Yisrael. Ein zeki beis alukim. He didn't have that midah of anova. He didn't say, oh, look at me. The reason I always will be because I felt Yerushalayim. I felt I had the dream because of me. No, anochi lo yadati. Because he had that anova, that's exactly why he was zoichet to the king Beis HaLakim. He felt Yerushalayim. The pure anova. And that's exactly the Torah from the Chazon Ish tells us in last week's parsha, Chav Ches Dalet. Rashi comes to tell us, why is the Torah telling us that she was the aim of Yaakov and Esav? We knew Rivka. Why did Rashi just keep silent? Says the Chazon Ish, because sometimes in life you have to know, and it's okay sometimes not to know. And that's what Rashi was telling us. The pure midah of anova. It's okay to know, to not to know. That's what Goldberg said, 2020, to know, and it's okay not to know sometimes as well. Number three, some Yitzchak of Neshchiz, that any Leah Rakos, we know the Rashi quotes the Mamre Chazad, that she davened. She saw she was the older daughter, she'd have to marry the older son. Yitzchak, she didn't want to. We see the koach of Pichiyah, the koach of crying. The koach of crying, the Gemara Bracha says that ever since the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the koach of tefillah was hold off, but the koach of tears are never. And the Ashok HaKadosh says the Shechina comes to a person's face when they cry, the koach of Pichiyah. And finally, the last two ideas are all about Achdus and Avos Yisrael. The first idea we said, but the fourth one, the Tefer Shlomo, says, Kisnu Aleha v'yiftachas rachma v'arachal kara. What does that have to do with each other? That she was late, that she was snua, and the rachma. The rachma, the chamanas goes on Leia. Leia had rachmanas on Rachel, and she davened for her sister, right? Rachel, masa b'tfilas alachosa. Her whole rachmanas was on Rachel that she was in a kara. She felt so bad that she was in a kara. She felt so bad. And this is what the Barimayim Chama says later on in the Parsha, by the birth of Dina. Leia does this calculation. She realizes that at the end of the day, if she has one more boy, that Rachel won't even have right? And Lamed Chaval, she won't even have enough to have Bila and Zilpah. So she davens that the ben should be changed. Baruch Amar Rachel, Zadav Samach. It shows the tremendous, the Bar Maim Chaim, shows the tremendous sensitivity and love that the Leia had for Rachel. And finally, the fifth and final idea, not only did Leia have the love for Rachel, but Rachel also had the love for Leia as well. When Rosh Hashanah Shadron says, if you look at Perek Yudal, Pasuk Tezvav, Ruv is out in the field and he finds these dudam, these flowers, and Rachel asks Leia, and Leia says back, you take my husband and you take my flowers, take my husband. Didn't Leah know? Leah never knew, says Rav Shlomo Shajan. Leah never knew. And that's what Rav Hirsch was telling us. And at the end of the day, Rachel didn't, Rav Shlomo Shajan says, Leah never knew. Rachel did the chesed and touched the chesed to go away. And part of being a yid is not just doing things in a good way. Not just doing good things, but doing it in a nice way, in a caring way. And that's what Hirsch said by Rivko, when she gave Eliezer the water. It wasn't that she'd give the water. She waited for him to stop, and then she offered because for the camels. Because when you have to do chesed, and you have to do chesed, and the chesed took away. She was zoch b'ez Hashem, to daven for our ruchnis, to daven for our limud Torah, to make sure we're pure anava, b'nafshi ka'arva lo'cholim them b'sachim, to have the true namid of anava, the koach of b'chila, the koach of our tears, the koach of achdus for each other, true care for each other. Then we're zochet to the Rosh Hashanah Shechina, just like Leah loved Rachel, Rachel loved Leah. What a beautiful insights. And Be'ez Hashem, it should all be Lo'in Nishmas, or Blazer Gelzal, or Be'ez Hashem Shechach.